CESA's Local Hero Restaurant Week is this week, August 17th and 18th. We are in studio again with Phil Corman from CESA and an old friend, Peter from Sylvester, is our home away from home, the official coffee shop of the WHMP Morning News. Welcome, guys. Thanks for coming.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
And Peter has brought in a giant tray basket of berry goodies, and we'll talk about that in a second. But this is, of course, Local Hero Restaurant Week, August 17th and 18th. And Sylvester's is a local hero restaurant, Phil Corman.
Yes, and it's so great to have Peter here with us because Sylvester's is, if you've ever been to Northampton or you live in Northampton, you know it is one of the best institutions we have around. Incredible food, breakfast and lunch. When I have friends or family coming from out of town, they feel like they know Northampton when they've eaten at Sylvester's.
Well, that's why we always say it's sort of like the heart of the city, which is why we do our Eggs and Issues broadcasts over there, and we do a lot of other things with you, Peter, because we happen to love that place, and of course, the best coffee around. And as we can see, you can't see it on the radio, but we can see it here in the studio, you are definitely a person who believes in local produce and using as much as possible.
Well, we do. We really do try to do that.
Now, explain to me what we have here. We have a variety of different berries and cobblers and made from different berries from different local farms.
Well, we do have a variety of berries here. We have blueberries, we have blackberries, we have red raspberries. We happen to be in August where there's a lot of berries that are available out there, so we have berries from many different farms around here.
Now, in terms of the 17th and 18th, which is Local Hero Restaurant Days, what are you guys going to be doing? Anything special, any special dishes we should know about?
Well, next week we're doing, at Sylvester's, we're doing fresh berries in a lot of things. All of our fruit items will have a lot of the local fresh berries. The pancakes and waffles, of course, will have fresh berries. Probably a combination of blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries because those are so plentiful right now.
And you guys also own Roberto's, which is right down the street, which is great pizza. And how long have you been at Sylvester's now?
At Sylvester's, we've been there. We're going into our 28th year, I believe.
28 years. When you guys went into business, did you expect it to become the institution it's become?
Well, I never really expected to be doing it that long. I thought I would be doing it for about 5 or 7 years or something like that and then go on and do something else. But sometimes when you're having fun, you don't stop doing what you're doing.
Is that what it is? It's just about having fun? Or is it, obviously, it's a very lucrative and successful business, but you get jazzed up every day, right?
We love what we do. We've been doing it for so long because we love doing it.
And Mo, of course, is in studio as well, right next to you, your partner in crime over there. But the thing about, and Phil's absolutely right, and when we have people come to town, we have a regional manager that comes up every few months, and one of the prerequisites is we're going to Sylvester's for lunch or for breakfast. That's the first thing we're going to do before he goes into filleting my programming and cutting me up. We got to go in and cut into a club sandwich or something over there. By the way, your turkey club is probably the best turkey club I've ever had.
Well, thanks.
Love it.
So what's so great about Tuesday and Wednesday, August 17th and 18th, is that we have restaurants up and down the valley participating. And these are restaurants that have made a commitment to buy local whenever they can. And these 46 restaurants, by the way, all of them at buylocalfood.org on the CESA website, have collectively spent over $1 million buying local food and farm products, which is exactly what all of us say we want to have in our food. So if you want the freshest, the tastiest food, and you want to support your local business, this is the time to come out and make that commitment.
Now, I see here you got these cobblers. You've got little peach cobblers and blueberry cobblers, places like Wintergreen Farm in Southampton, for example. I mean, how do you pick where you decide to get this stuff from? Or is it just one of those things your people decide?
Well, I help, and I have a purchasing person at each restaurant, Andy Mirzwa and Bonnie Burnham. They both do all the ordering at both restaurants, and they are always searching out local products. At this time of year, Bonnie puts a lot of effort into the berries, of course, and she went to a local farmer's market yesterday and picked up berries. And we do a lot of that. Maureen and I do a lot of that, and Andy goes around picking up various things for Roberto's.
The accent's on berries, of course, for this week, but what's your favorite local item to be able to put on the menu?
Well, a couple of things that I've been very happy to be able to do permanently throughout the year is yogurt from the Side Hill Farm in Ashfield. We've established a relationship with them last year, and all of our vanilla yogurt that we use at Sylvester's is from them. And we established a permanent relationship with Maple Line Farm for all of our dairy products at both restaurants. And, of course, many years ago, we established a relationship with David Gage of Snowshoe Farm in Cummington or Worthington for the maple syrup that we use at Sylvester's, and we go through a lot of maple syrup.
And people need to realize how important that is for farmers to know that they have a loyal, ongoing customer who every week is going to be there buying from them. And it's so different from a large business who will break a contract or not even write a contract out in any way. So there's a way that local businesses and local farmers, being small businesses, really understand that they're in it together.
We're here with Peter from Sylvester's Restaurant in Northampton and Phil Corman from CISA talking about local hero restaurants. Of course, local hero restaurant days, August 17th and 18th. I would think also, Peter, and maybe I'm misreading this, but I think it's a great marketing hook for a business like yours to be able to say, hey, we have stuff you can only get here that is basically grown right in your own backyard. That's a tremendously powerful message, I think.
Well, it is, and I think that the customers really appreciate it, and we use it. We use it in our advertising. We promote it in-house, and we constantly promote it because people ask for it, people want it, and we really do try to fulfill that need.
And you also have local goat cheese, too. That's the other thing.
We do. That's another one. We have established a permanent relationship with Goat Rising Farm in Charlemont, and we get a lot of goat cheese from them at both restaurants.
I got to tell you, I was never a big fan of goat cheese until I tried it. I mean, I was always sort of like nervous about it, and I tried it one time, and I think in an omelet at your place, and I was, I'm sold now.
I know. It's good stuff. You know, if you could combine it with the right thing, the tartness of the goat cheese with the caramelized onions in that omelet with ham is just delicious.
Absolutely. And so moving forward, in terms of your expansion plans, you obviously have Roberto's now. Any plans to expand in the future and maybe to another location?
No, not at this point.
If it works, keep it working.
It works the way it is right now. We're pretty happy right now.
So get on over to Sylvester's. Come out, go over this week or, you know, in the fall. Obviously, fall is the harvest and there's all kinds of things. You always have that great butternut squash soup and all kinds of other things for the fall that are a lot of fun, too. So.
That's right. The local butternut squash makes a great soup.
Absolutely. Go to buylocalfood.org to find out all the local hero restaurants. How many local hero restaurants are taking part in this thing?
We have 46 in the 3-county area.
Absolutely. So get on over there and check it out and see what kind of great bounty there is out there in your local restaurants and how they're using all the great local products to provide you with a product that you're not going to get anywhere else in the civilized world here in the Pioneer Valley with CISA and with Peter over at Sylvester's. Good job, guys, and good luck. And we'll be over there, I'm sure, having a turkey club pretty soon with you guys.
Thanks a lot.